You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Alrighty, welcome Amy, how are you doing?
Hey, good.
Awesome. And we are actually joined on the telephone by Liam Gerard. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, nice.
Wait, sorry.
No, I've not done a live phone interview before, so this is very exciting, Liam.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very saddened that you haven't managed to make it into the studio, but, you know, tragedies are what they are.
It's just a bridge too far today, but I deeply apologise.
No, that's fine. I'm going to make you make it up somehow. I don't know, maybe a free artwork for the station would do it.
Yep, take what you want.
Right, sweet. I'll get in touch with your dealer. So welcome to the show. From animal dysmorphia to haunted Maori dolls to full-blown hydrangeas, we've seen you stretch and grow as an artist here at BFM. Your latest offering, Soil and Salt, has a hauntingly personal tone, with your signature charcoal works on paper portraying time-worn photographs of Victorian maidens with loose hair and an unkempt demeanour. Staring into the seemingly vacant eyes of old photographs and wondering what that moment in time was like is something we can all relate to. You to give us a clue around what's going on, you've added various props. An old fur almost completely submerges one portrait, and a flower replaces the entire head in another, leaving only the softened suggestion of a body emerging from the thickened space that runs to the edges. A fern is placed almost symbolically across the eyes of another. Now, I am actually just talking about the female portraits here. I know you've got other artworks in the show that aren't of females. But
I think they are all female, I think, this time.
Is there one? I haven't been to the show. I've only been on the website gallery. So yeah.
Oh, how dare you.
I know. Okay, so maybe we're even now.
Sorry.
I was going to say, wasn't there a portrait of a guy and a woman in a sort of wreath?
No, I think that's an old one. This is a little sort of cohesive set of, well, cohesive for me, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think is pulling you through your memory-bound objects towards the garden and into the soil, Liam?
Well, that's a very good question. A number of things were sort of pulling me here. I was looking very much at the photography of Julia Margaret Cameron. Mm-hmm. So I think all the subjects are kind of lifted from her works. She was a 19th century photographer from the UK. And I was also using the music of Chelsea Wolfe as a big thing pulling me.
Chelsea Wolfe.
For lots of the sort of ephemera, like both her lyrics and her album Abyss, which was, I think, her last one.
Wait a sec. Chelsea Wolfe, the new... Who's Chelsea Wolfe?
I'm not quite sure.
Oh, my... Liam.
She's a kind of gothy, gloomy, not quite metal...
A little bit haunty?
Yeah, very haunting.
With a few little ding, ding, ding kind of stuff, like someone's winded up
voice,
a little doll,
quite,
dancing doll.
Dark, spooky music.
I was going to ask you about that. Because usually you get stuff from the internet, and this time you've really delved into someone's work. And I was going to ask, you know, are these subjects personally known to you? But not really.
No, this one's felt like kind of a covers album, this show. Like, I don't know, my shows always kind of feel like a bit of an album, but usually they're kind of a grab bag of, you know, this idea and that idea. I was kind of looking at two sources quite closely for the first time.
I really love it. It feels very cohesive from what I've seen. And
which is a bit strange for me.
Yeah, but it's also really spooky, And I was online, and also it's the first time in ages that you've had a show that's actually called something, because since 2011.
First one ever.
Oh, is it the first time ever?
Yep.
So since 2011, for our listeners, Liam's shows have been called New Works. Is it New Works or Selection of New Works? I've actually written it down.
Yeah, it's New Work.
New Work. And then the year is usually what Liam calls his show. And this one is called Soil and Salt, which immediately brings... What brought that name up?
It was time to title a show.
Yep.
I think. That's what brought that name up. The name itself was... I don't know. It sounded cool.
Yeah. How long have you been working on these for?
Only sort of since late last year.
Okay.
Yeah, finished all of them this year. Maybe started a couple late last year. But yeah, it's been 3 or 4 months work maybe.
So another question I have around your work. So I was on the gallery website looking at them going, oh, I like this, oh, I want that. And I was also looking at some of your older stuff, of the Māori heads, of the ones that are actually of the female, of the dolls, and the beautiful hair that you've got in those. And I was wondering if they're still available. And then I thought, has any of your stuff turned up at auction yet? Have you gone into that tier, or, you know, how's it going in that respect of things career-wise?
Not to my knowledge. Some of it's turned up on Trade Me.
Oh, really?
Like old art school, like stuff I'd thrown out.
Oh my goodness, really? And someone nicked it and sold, is trying to sell it on Trade Me.
Yeah, and one of them was a really big drawing of it was a face, but it was basically a scrotum with eyes.
Yeah.
And someone, yeah, was selling that.
What a jerk! Did you contact them?
No, I've been meaning to get around to that.
Yeah. Well, if you need me to represent.
But it's all like it's crumpled and it's filthy and it's.
Yeah, that's desperate. But apparently it happens, you know, to celebrities or artists, like celebrity art artists, etc.
Yeah, I was kind of flattered in a way.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. But also a little bit like, Just a question around your work. So if I was to commission, on your website, you're down as being an illustrator and an artist. And I imagine that you're at a point now, surely, especially if you're titling a show, that you can that you can make the plunge and just delete the illustrator part off your website. Or do you consider taking a commission for an artwork, a little bit like an illustration, as opposed to an artwork? How do you feel about, what do you consider an illustration, and why are you not just an artist, or what's going on there, Liam?
Yeah, that's also a good question. I have done and would happily do more commercial illustration. It doesn't seem to find me these days. Like, I've got with an agency for doing that. But it's very much fine art, which pays the bills these days, which is cool.
That's excellent.
But, I don't know. That's always been a kind of... a bad word around art schools and stuff, and
it takes away from the depth of the image. But when you really start looking at other illustrators, especially polemic ones like Crichton, it's a bit of a funny line around those sorts of things.
I mean, a lot of my favourite artists are illustrators. You know.
Oh yeah, like who?
That's a good question.
That was my next question. So you're like jumping ahead of all my questions. I've actually got currently into what artist?
Sorry.
Okay, we can move on to the next question just quickly, Liam, because we're running out of time. What is a day like in the life of Liam? That's the question I have.
At the moment, it's been round-the-clock drawing.
Yep.
I still sort of can't help but get in that frenzy of deadline, high school kind of... all-nighters.
Yeah.
So since then, it's been chilling out a bit.
Awesome. And your show's on, and it's on, this is the last weekend it's on. Have you got anything in the pipeline in regards to residencies or anything this year on the cards yet?
No, not yet. I'm looking into that now, actually. I would very much like to do that.
Where are you looking into?
I haven't started looking.
Oh, right. So you're getting ready to listen. I love this. This is great. I'm questioning like everything you say just to make sure that you're telling the truth. And a couple of times you've half been telling the truth.
Do you know of any good ones?
Well, I was going to say, not off the top of my head, but why don't you just start looking at this, a couple you can do overseas. I'd like to see you go over to France or something, you know, and actually spend a month or 6 weeks or something like that somewhere that is more site-specific but has a really strong historical pull, because I'd like to see what happens there. And I think it
would
be awesome. So, yeah. All right. Well, bummer we couldn't see you in the flesh, but thank you so much for talking to us today. I will get down and see your show, and I look forward to seeing more, and congratulations, because it looks amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and so that's on till this Sunday at Sanderson Contemporary at 2 Kent Street in Osborne Lane. And for more info on Liam's work, go to liamgerardart.com, and you can see a beautiful selection of all his magic on there.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, Liam.
Thank you. Cheers.
See ya.
See ya.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.